This is 51st Dates, and I'm your host, Jolie Moore. They say that hindsight is 20/20. I decided to find out if that's true. Every week, I'm going to read a chapter from my memoir, 51st Dates, then give you the backstory and commentary on what really went down. It's been 2 whole years since I went on these dates, and I'll be experiencing them along with you as I read. We'll find out together if my future self learned anything. I don't know if I have anything figured out, but at least we'll share some laughs along the way. Dating in Southern California is nothing if not entertaining. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, this is 51st Dates, and I'm your host, Jolie Moore. You know, I had an interesting week. But one of the things that I did is I did spend some time on the phone with friends. A lot of my friends are authors, or alternatively, they're lawyers, or they're both. But this weekend, I was on the phone with a couple of different author friends. And one of my friends said something to me that really helped. I was spinning about how I had behaved in these relationships and sort of spinning about how I don't know, let people walk over me. It's hard to say, but I'm not proud of my behavior, and there's a certain level of shame attached to it. And one friend said to me, well, you're not in the relationship with some of these people, so, you know, you did see the light of day eventually. But what my other friend said after like a 2-hour conversation that was really super helpful is she said to me, I think you finally had your epiphany relationship. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, you have engaged in certain patterns over and over and over. She said, but you finally had the relationship where you were like, oh my God, no more. And that's true. So we'll get to that later. But something happened at the end of 2020, maybe just too much COVID worry, that sort of snapped me out of it, woke me up, made me realize that these patterns are not healthy and that under no circumstances do I want to repeat them because they hurt, I think. I think that's basically how it goes. I don't even know what to say about that. It's just that I certainly don't want to continue down the road that I started on in the beginning of 2019. Now in 2021. That doesn't seem like a delight, a joy, healthy, even remotely good. So while I do have a certain level of like shame, humiliation, I don't even know all the words to express how stupid I feel about dealing with some of these guys, at least as it feels now, I don't feel like I'm any longer in a place where I will repeat those same patterns. So this is episode 16, but of course, you know, my funny numbering scheme, it is chapter 15. It is called The Divorce Tour. I think this is about a trip to Santa Barbara, but we shall see. Ready, set, let's go. Chapter 15, The Divorce Tour, March 9. I should have called it The Divorce Tour. It was like every week I had to sit down and talk with someone I hadn't spent time with since I'd left my ex. I decided to drive up to Santa Barbara to see some lovely friends who I'd known for nearly a dozen years. We'd had the luck of turning up pregnant at the same time. Though they'd moved from Pasadena up the coast, the wife of the couple and I had gone through our pregnancies together and the early baby years. We'd both gone from daily runners pre-kids to waddlers while pregnant. They were a joy to know, and since leaving Los Angeles, had moved to a beautiful coastal area. I'd been up before, but only with my ex. This time, I decided to go up alone. I made the drive along the Pacific and arrived early in the afternoon. I hung out with my friends and their kids, then took in a great Mexican dinner and a lovely scratch margarita. While I was driving up the coast, Apple CarPlay let me know that I'd gotten a text from Classic Car Guy. Classic Car, hola, buenos dias. Me? Can you call me? I am driving. I snapped a picture of the coast. Classic Car, I love that drive. Then we talked for a good half hour. He was all sweet words and he asked a lot of questions about when I'd be back on Saturday. No later than 1 o'clock, I said. Good. We have to hang out, he said. Classic Car, hope you're well. Miss your cute butt. Me? Made it. Been hanging out with my friends. Classic Car, have fun. Catch a really nice buzz. Me? Texted him a picture of my margarita. I am very well, thanks. A margarita or two is a good thing. Classic Car, how's the night? I never answered that text because I was answering those really hard questions friends ask about divorce. I was trying to walk that very fine line between letting them know that I was okay with my decision and not discussing the abuse. I still found it mortifying to talk about and avoided it at every turn. We stayed up way late talking. Then we went to a beautiful restaurant in the mountains the next morning. Wanting to see Classic Car Guy as much as he'd professed the day before, I made sure I was home by 1. I showered, relaxed, shopped, then, as time wore on, I texted him around 5. Me? Home relaxing after a pretty good drive back. You? It was 3 hours before he responded. I tried not to be upset. I knew the likelihood that I was going to see him was dwindling with every minute that passed. Classic Car. Hi, good morning. Me? Evening. Classic Car. Same difference. Me? So? Classic Car. Hola, how was the drive? Me? Short. No traffic on the way back. Classic Car. Nice. Me? Pretty along the coast. Classic Car. I bet. Me? Will I see you tonight? I was tired of talking about driving. No one was interested in anyone else's drive up the 101. I couldn't figure out why he talked such a big game, but was so terrible at follow-through. Classic Car. Hi. Getting something to eat. Haven't had much appetite. Unless you want to get in bed and sleep. I still feel a little tired and sleepy. Me? I'd love to. Should I drive to you? Classic Car. I feel like soup. Is there a Mexican place by you? Me? Of course. 2 hours later, we were creeping up on 10 o'clock, and I was wondering what happened to him in the meantime. Me? Close? Classic Car. Yes, I haven't forgotten about you. Already passing through downtown. Me? Gotcha. Classic Car. Have some wine. GPS says 15 minutes. Me? Okay. It was 10:30 when he arrived. For a woman who's used to getting up at the crack of dawn with an elementary-aged kid who had gotten up with her friend's elementary-aged kids, this was late. But I tried my hardest to rally. Mexican soup places are closed. Really? I wondered if he was really from Los Angeles. LA had a lot of things, but not so many late-night restaurants. It was perpetual complaint of us East Coasters. There were 3 things you could get after 10. Ramen, Jewish deli food from Cantor's, and Sundubu Tofu, a Korean tofu shop. Cantor's was closer. Tofu soup was arguably better. So we rolled up to the 24-hour chain. It was hopping at 11. I ordered him a seafood tofu soup. I had a mixed one. He enjoyed the heck out of it. For a long second while sitting there when he was talking, I wondered how in the heck the two of us were in this place together. We were from 2 completely different universes. I was all upper-middle-class education and work-from-home mommy. He worked in mobile phone sales, though I'd learned that he'd taken a year off to do, I'm not sure what. But I enjoyed myself nonetheless. We went back to my apartment, watched a terrible Netflix movie, then went to bed. The sex was pleasurable, if not exactly satisfying. After the second go-round, I had to slip a hand between my legs and relieve the pressure that had built. Then we woke up, did it again, and talked. It was daylight savings, so we'd slept later than usual. Or it was because he'd come so late. Either way, it was a lazy Sunday where neither of us wanted to get out of bed. Is your mom crazy? I didn't have a felony conviction, but crazy mom was something I could relate to. Yep, by crazy, I knew what he meant. I couldn't say how I knew, but I did. What he meant was a narcissistic personality disorder. Do you talk to her? No, not for the last 6 months. 18 months from me, she sided with my ex in the divorce. Same here. I told her I was leaving him, and she told me I was crazy. Then proceeded to console him to the tune of an hour a day, for days at a time. My sister and I tried taking our mom to therapy. I knew how that went without him telling me. One of the books I'd read that had helped me immensely was Will I Ever Be Good Enough? Healing the Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers. I can't say the book healed me. It helped me understand a lot of why I'd grown up the way I had and why I'd walked headfirst into an abusive marriage. How had it gone with his mom was predictable. She'd stormed out within the first few minutes. "Did you go yourself?" I asked. He nodded. I was shocked and hoped it hadn't shown on my face. "I did," he answered, "for 6 months. But I left because I could see people using it like a crutch. I didn't want to be there for years." "I'm in therapy now." "It's helping," I admitted. We talked for another 4 hours about lots of things. He proclaimed himself to be an open book who would answer anything. I asked a lot, though I think in retrospect, the questions were superficial. Eventually, he showered, kissed me, then left. "Classic car. Arrived home about 35 minutes ago. Hope I didn't keep you. I felt comfortable with you in bed while we talked. Sorry if I overstayed." "Me? You have never overstayed. I loved having you here and talking." "Classic car. Sends me the song I Love You by the Climax Blues Band. Great song." I didn't have time to take to my couch. Instead, I had to get right in the shower to get ready. The hard part was that I had a date in a couple of hours. I'd had to cancel with Day Trader again because I was well out of time. But I kept my second one with the music editor. March 10. "Me? I can do Sunday. Music editor. Fantastic. Supposed to rain. Want to do dinner?" "Me? Yes." "Music editor. There's a great Ethiopian place near you. Does that sound good?" "Me? Sure, which one?" "Music editor. Mercado. Have you been there?" "Me? I don't think so. What time?" "Music editor. It's a hole in the wall. Not fancy, but it's very good." "I'm open. Whatever works best for you." "Me? I'm open." "Music editor. Okay. Shall I pick you up?" "Me? Sure." At the appointed hour, me having washed off the smell of sex with classic car guy, music editor arrived. "Music editor, your Subaru awaits." It was funny. I got in and we drove the mile or two to Los Angeles' Little Ethiopia. We talked about a movie his friend was producing and other projects going on in entertainment. Unfortunately, the conversation wasn't as good as last time. There was more about our exes. Interesting, therapeutic, but not sexy. "I think on dates, people should talk about where it's going," he started. I dodged that. It wasn't going anywhere. But I didn't want to ruin the end of my dinner and my tall glass of wine with that conversation. After we ate, we did some spice shopping, then he took me home. If he'd been more attractive, maybe I'd made more of an effort. But that isn't exactly where we'd gone wrong, I think. We'd gone wrong by going down the "what went wrong with our marriage" road. It was one that was filled with potholes, and we'd hit them all. The music editor went to the bathroom. While waiting for him, our food came, so I took a picture and texted classic car guy, who'd mentioned he'd never had Ethiopian. "Me? So the food is better than it looks. It's eaten with your hands. I'll take you sometime." "Classic car, it looks great." "Me? It was. Better with a hearty Ethiopian wine as well. I'm about to turn in. I listened to the song. May have to download." "Classic car, Ethiopian wine? Sounds interesting. Have a good night's rest. Had a great time. Thanks for the extra attention this morning. I was talking way too much." "Me, the wine is like a cross between a crisp white and mead." "You were not talking too much. I enjoyed it greatly. Good night as well. I'll be sleeping on the side where you were." So that was weird. I don't even know what to say. I have so many issues. A, you know, my friends, Santa Barbara, lovely. I love them. They're great. They have great kids. I haven't seen them in about a year. Maybe in 2021, we'll see how it goes. About that weekend. Okay, classic car. Motherfucker. You know, he blew hot and cold. You know, it's like, "I want you, I want you, I want you. I'm going to disappear." One friend asked me if he was depressed. I don't think that was the case. To be frank, I think from the future that maybe, you know, actually, I don't know. I don't actually know. Part of me thinks maybe his ex wasn't really gone, but that's a whole dramatic story, and maybe, which we'll get to later, that maybe not true. So I don't know if it was that he wasn't over his ex, that he was just emotionally unavailable. I don't know. You know, actually, I don't know. I don't know what he was doing. He wasn't working. He literally had taken a year off. He's sad because he'd had a car accident and he was spending most of his time in rehab, like physical rehabilitation. He did send me a picture once of him at some like rehab center. I don't know if it was that. He also said that he lived with his cousin, sort of. I don't know if it was that. I have no idea what he did all day, every day that made him unavailable. Dating other people? Like, I literally don't know. But whenever I would text him and like make other plans, which obviously I did, made a lot of other plans. I didn't have conversations with him about all those other plans. But he was always like, what about me? And I was like, you never fucking show up. Oh my God. I don't even know. Why? This guy. Cute. Not great at sex. Cute. I don't even know. Not good. I'm not going to say this. I didn't know. Every guy I've ever dated was like this. They're like, I want to date you. I want to see you. You're the best thing since sliced bread. And then when I finally am like, sure, I'll give it a try. You have been persistent. Maybe there's something. They disappear in a whiff of smoke. And this one was no different. He just went away. And I don't even know what to say. It was interesting. He's not done yet. There's more. But the music editor, sorry. So the music editor, that was our last date. I think he texted a couple more times, but we didn't see each other after that. I guess he probably wanted to have a conversation about what kind of relationship he wanted, and that is much more emotionally mature than I. I didn't want to have the conversation because I didn't want to say I didn't want to go any further. I don't even know why I didn't want to say that. And then part of me felt, I don't want to say guilt, but like and it wasn't like I was exclusive. I don't know. I don't know if I was dating honestly. I was seeing somebody that I would like to have seen more, but since he wasn't around, I continued dating other people with the idea that maybe I'd find someone else. I am not even sure at this point what the fuck my objective was. Get laid? Go on dates? I don't know. But I think I spent entirely too much time with some of these people. Alas. So that was that. March is an interesting month. I hate springing forward. Oh my God, I realized that in that chapter I mentioned Day Trader, who I don't think I'd mentioned before. He'll come back. He is actually a day trader. I matched up with him on Tinder, but sort of like that other guy. I can't remember who it was. I kind of blew him off when Classic Car Guy, you know, finally showed. But the day trader's an interesting guy. We'll talk about him in coming chapters. I'm Jolie Moore, and this has been 51st Dates, the podcast. If you enjoyed listening, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts. It will help others find the craziness that is dating in Southern California. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to read ahead, my memoir, 51st Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram at xojoliemoore and on all social media at the same handle, xojoliemoore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears next week.